Fairview Municipal Advisory Council, Tuesday, July 17, 2018.
Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, so, Bailey, do you want to do the roll call?
Present.
Councilmember Chen.
Present.
Chair Higgins.
Present.
Councilmember Patton.
Present.
And Councilmember Spalding.
Not here. Not sure. Okay, so let's, I guess we'll start with public comments. Before we do the public comments, I have one card here for public comments. Anybody else wants to take part in public comments, please fill out a card. And if you want to address any of the items on the agenda, please fill out a public card and bring them up. And here comes Member Spalding. Give it to Maylene, please, first, and she'll bring it over. So as far as public comments go, Rosa?
Hello, my name is Rosa Diaz, and my address is 3661 Starridge Road. And my public comment today is on basically the use of the Sheriff's Department. I have a complaint because in our community, I've talked to several of our neighbors, and we have an issue that is based on harassment and discrimination, which is going on right now, unfortunately, you know, even on this at this time, where it's the Hispanic community is being harassed. Like, anytime we have events that we want to represent our culture with, like having music in Spanish, like we get constant complaints of noise, even at six in the afternoon. And I feel that the sheriff department is getting anonymous calls. They come to our land. We have a 1.5 acre plot, and we feel that, you know, we're able to do what we like in our property as long as our neighbors, when we have any music, we talk to our neighbors, our immediate neighbors that surround us. We tell them, you know, you're welcome to come to our home, have fun. This Saturday we had an event. We talked to all of our neighbors. Our neighbors were there, and the sheriff department constantly kept on coming onto our property and saying that they had noise complaints from anonymous people. I feel that these complaints are not based on the actual noise. They're based on the type of music that we are playing. I think this needs to be addressed, and I feel that the sheriff department, I've talked to several of our neighbors that are Hispanic, and they feel like the sheriff department is giving citations to the Hispanic families only when we play our Mexican music that people consider noisy. So I think that this needs to be addressed, and that this issue should not be instigated by the sheriff department. We love our sheriffs. They come, they're very polite. Even for this event, the sheriff department came, we invited them in, they have tacos at our event. I mean, we try to be as nice to our neighbors, to our sheriff's department. We just don't want to be harassed because of the type of music that we are playing. These calls are all anonymous, so we don't know if the neighbor is 10 houses away, 2 miles away. I just know that this neighbor or these neighbors just don't like that type of music. So I want to know how we can address this. I bought this property. It's not in a retirement community. I don't want anyone to dictate what time I go to sleep. At some point, the sheriff came in. We were still outside. Actually, can you give me my little Beats pill? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Beats pill. We were outside, like I said, on our 1.5 acre land, playing this Beats pill. the sheriff department came and said that there was a noise complaint because we were outside playing this, and my husband got a citation, and he had to sign it, or else they said they would arrest him. So they're trying to arrest a father of three, hardworking member of the community, because we're playing this beat skill with Spanish music on our land. So I think that something needs to be done by the sheriff department to address this concern. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. So, of course, we can't comment on this, but the sheriff's department has a, they have a form. Did I see someone come in from the sheriff's department?
Yes.
No, that was CHP, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so they, when are the sheriff's town halls? Are they Mondays?
Second Monday of the month, I do believe. But they sent out an agenda, Chris, to those who have signed up. So I don't know what to say on that.
So it just, we can't really comment unless it's on our official agenda. That's the Brown Act. But the sheriff's department, just a suggestion about where to go to kind of get it started.
Right.
The sheriff's department has like a town hall meeting. Is it monthly in Cherryland?
Yeah,
it's in San Lorenzo Village Homes Association hall on the second Mondays of the month at 4 o'clock.
Oh, is that the unincorporated meeting?
No, it's not an unincorporated services community meeting. It's the sheriff's.
It's the sheriff's.
Meeting.
Okay. So,
well,
and,
one question.
Yeah.
The sheriff came to our home today and spoke with us and said, Del De Silva is the one that's giving them the complaints. So he's here, so I figured he could address that since he's the one that's giving the complaints to the sheriff.
Right?
No?
So, but here's.
Okay.
Certainly after the meeting, but what. We work under the auspices of the Brown Act, just to kind of explain things, and it, the only thing we can consider and deliberate and discuss up here are things that are on the agenda. The public comment is a place for you to bring something up,
right?
And it could turn into an agenda item if you talk to the staff and they put it on the agenda item and it gets public comment. And the idea behind the Brown Act is, and these guys can tell you, is so that all public deliberations, all the citizens in the community know what a board will be deliberating before they go. And so the public comment area is a place for you to voice opinions, check on things, and also, you know, maybe if you work with the staff, we'll get it on the agenda, or check with the sheriff's department and get it into their setup, or even set up a town hall. I know it's probably not what you want to hear, but.
We were told by the sheriff's department to come here and express ourselves.
Because they wouldn't be here.
Because they were there today.
You need to come to the microphone and have a speaker card. If you're going to speak under public comment.
I did have a speaker.
No, right now.
Your husband
did not.
You're not
at the microphone, and this is a publicly recorded meeting, and it needs to be recorded.
Can I?
No, that happens.
Yeah.
No. She
has 3 minutes.
She has
3 minutes.
She used her time.
So the sheriff came at my house at 4:30 and told me to come to this meeting because they would be here. That's all I'm
right.
telling
and
you. That's why
here.
I'm here.
Yeah, sure. That's okay.
I'm not here just randomly. I was told by the sheriff to come here because they will be here.
Okay, so let's, one thing to do, get with the staff after the meeting, and we'll look at getting that taken care of.
And for everyone, when you're going up to the mic is really not very sensitive, so you have to get right on top of it for the recording to pick up. This is a publicly recorded meeting, it's being filmed, and it's live streaming on the internet, so if people aren't at the mic, no one watching remotely can hear you.
Okay, so next up on public speaking or public forum is Russell Klein.
I'll make it quick. My experience goes back years to my father being a developer and my grandfather being a developer. And my grandfather, even back in the 30s, would try to start the crew at 5 o'clock in the morning so that the trucks didn't block the traffic of people trying to get to work. My father was that way back in the 50s and 60s, and I'll be doing another connection to a sewer lateral probably within a year. And just trying to make sure that truckers are sensitive to the fact that people want to get to work, and they're kind of angry. Any little stops they have to make, they're kind of angry. And I've seen, I've been going to these planning commission meetings for about 25 years, and seen a lot of developments. And there's almost always neighbors at the end of the development that say, hey, you know, the trucking thing was just awful. The trucks would just stop there, we're late for work. And it seems like I'm probably wasting my breath, because probably this development on the top of D Street there will probably be the same way. But we should all try to get with the truckers and try to be really polite. Start 5 o'clock in the morning if you can, and I'll make it quick and exit my speech. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, can we ask a question?
I don't, I'm public.
I think you can ask a question. If you could, I just have a quick question. Are you referring to anything that you've been seeing presently or recently, and if so, on what streets?
Over the past 25 years, right off the